October 1, God's Church on Earth. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:5. The church on earth is God's temple, and it is to assume divine proportions before the world. This building is to be the light of the world. It is to be composed of living stones laid close together, stone fitting to stone, making a solid building. All these stones are not of the same shape or dimension. Some are large and some are small, but each one has its own place to fill. In the whole building there is not to be one misshapen stone. Each one is perfect, and each stone is a living stone, a stone that emits light. The value of the stones is determined by the light they reflect to the world. Now is the time for the stones to be taken from the quarry of the world and brought into God's workshop to be hewed, squared, and polished that they may shine. This is God's plan, and He desires all who profess to believe the truth to fill their respective places in the great, grand work for this time. The angelic architect has brought his golden measuring rod from heaven, that every stone may be hewed and squared by the divine measurement and polished to shine as an emblem of heaven, radiating in all directions the bright, clear beams of the Sun of Righteousness. In this world we are to shine in good works. The Lord requires His people to reflect the light of God's character, God's love, as Christ reflected it. As we look unto Jesus, all our lives will be aglow with that wondrous light. Every part of us is to be light. Then, whichever way we turn, light will be reflected from us to others. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. In Him is no darkness at all. Therefore, if we are in Christ, there will be no darkness in us. The church on earth is to become the court of holy love. Christian fellowship is one means by which the character is formed. Thus selfishness is purged from the life, and men and women are drawn to Christ, the great center. Thus is answered His prayer that His followers may be one as He is one with the Father.